a long, cold, rainy night. I was feeling so depressed, thinking about my baby so far away, I can't get no rest. She's a fine, vegan woman, knows she's how to treat me right, makes me feel gone from me. I'm inside a shell. Loving's the only cure that'll make me well. And I'm just an ordinary guy. When I'm with her, I swear I can fly. Hope she's coming home soon. Cause together we're a rocket to the moon. And I'm just an ordinary guy. When I'm with her, I swear I can fly. And I hope she's coming home soon. All together, we're a rocket.
Welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira radio program, What's Up America, as always proudly broadcasting from Coe, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guests today are Mr. Bill Tweedy from the Bill Tweedy Band. And also we have here Stan Deuce Denninger, as well as Jimmy Marlin from the band. And they also have some great projects they want to tell us about. And I know, Bill, it's exciting to be, you know, for you to be with us today. So first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit? You're actually located in a music shop then today?
Yeah, we're at the guitar shop in Perryville, Missouri. On the square. That's right, right on the square.
Oh, great. So, Bill, first of all, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us a little, you know, we were talking the other day about the great, musical history in your family, and that your cousin is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco. And there's, tell us a little bit about, to start off about, your musical legacy, I guess.
Sure. It actually goes back to the late 50s. My dad, his first cousin was Cousin Herb Henson. He actually was one of the early pioneers of the Bakersfield, California sound. He had his own band, his own radio station, daily TV program. Bonnie Owens played in his band. That was Buck Owens' wife at the time. Merle Haggard was friends, Buck Owens. In fact, my great aunt babysat Buck Owens as kids. My cousins, my dad's cousin and my dad grew up together, and they were very close. So we moved to Bakersfield, California because, again, like I said, my dad was a great musician as well. I actually have a songbook that Tex Ritter gave me almost 60 years ago that he signed to me. Problem was the lifestyle. So my mom said after about 3 weeks, we're coming back to the Midwest. So we headed back to the Midwest. My dad always played music, inspired my brother, my cousins, and myself to learn and play, and he's the one that got us all started.
Oh, fantastic! And Stan, now we understand that you actually give guitar lessons, and one of your students was Chris Jansen. Was that right?
Oh, I don't know if he's so much more one of my students, but Chris used to, he grew up here in town, and I mean, I used to play in a band with his dad, so he'd been hanging around since he was kids. As a matter of fact, this first record we did at Bill's, and Chris is a great kid, and he's had great success. We're really proud of him. But how Chris fits into the story is about, what was it, 2004?
Oh, my gosh.
Before Jansen left for
about 17 years.
They asked if we'd come play a party out at this place. And I don't know, did I even know you before then, Bill?
No.
I think it was the day I met you.
Yeah.
And I show up at this place out in the middle of the country, and these kids are having a keg party, and they got a wiffle ball tournament going on with a professional look and feel like Little Wrigley and Busch Stadium. And anyways, me and Jansen are picking songs on the porch, and Bill came out and said, "This is my place, this is my house, we'll do what I want, and here's my guitar," and he played the songs with us. And I said, "Bill, I'm building a studio. When the time gets right, come over, we'll record them songs." And that's how, and so, but picking guitars on the porch with Chris Jansen, that's how that happened.
Oh, great. And Jimmy, how do you kind of fit into all of this then?
Well, one day I was sitting over here at the guitar shop, and I was telling Stan, I said, "Hey, I want to play session guitar, because I've been playing about 20 years, and I'm self-taught, and it's hard to find a band around here." And I just was sitting in here, and Bill came in. He was going to do some recording on a Wednesday, Wednesdays. And I was sitting there picking guitar, and Stan asked me, "Hey, you want to go downstairs and put down a track with Bill? He needs somebody to play some lead guitar on his stuff." And I just happened to fit. You know, he liked the sound, and it all worked together, and we meshed.
Yeah, we don't plan a lot of things out at first. You know, kind of when we get something, then we make a plan.
Oh, great. So, Bill, so with this band, is it primarily all original music, or?
Yes. We've got our CD, Ordinary Guy, we've just completed a second CD, and it's original. If we're playing somewhere at times, we'll throw a cover in here or there, but prefer to play our own stuff.
Oh, so I mean, is it a situation, Bill, where you bring in the words or the lyrics and the general idea of the band, and everyone in the band develops their own part, or?
That's about right. I'll tell you what, I'll write a song and put chords to it, and then we'll get together. I'll play it for the guys. And then they throw in what they think fits with it, and it's worked out great. I've never had so much fun in my life. And these guys seem to know what to put with it. It just amazes me. I've played with other people, and I tend to go off a little bit because I'm not liking the sound that I'm hearing. But with these guys, my gosh, they just throw it right in there. Take out what needs to be taken out, put in what needs to be put in.
Yeah, and the engineer on these records was Rocky Talent. Well, myself and Rocky Talent. And Rocky used to work with Levon Helm for the band. He lived with him in Woodstock for a while. And so he picked up, he's actually got a Grammy, whatever you call it. He's on the back of the record on Levon's Grammy-winning record, I think. So Rocky's a big help in what to leave in, what to leave out.
Oh, wow. So we're mentioning, Stan, that, you're the bass player. So, I mean, that's true. Then, you hear a song and you could just put down the bass line, huh?
Sure. Yeah, I don't... plus we work the songs over. Bill brings them in, like you said. He comes in with an idea, and we have a time away from the band that we usually massage the songs out. We run it past Rocky, and then we get back in the studio and have a go at it. Yeah.
Oh, and so, Bill, for you, what, inspires you as far as songwriting goes? I mean, is there certain subjects to get you excited about songwriting, or?
Yeah, just life in general and just experiences that I've had over the years. I've been writing music ever since I was a teenager, or writing songs, I should say, but I'll tell you a funny story. I've known Stan for a long time. He's actually teaching my kids piano and guitar. And I came in one day, a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever, I don't know. But I said, you know what? I've been out of music too long. I said, I want to get back into it because I got less time in front of me than I got behind. Well, Stan looks at me and he goes, that's a great line. He goes, if you don't use it in a song, I'm going to. So I wrote the song Behind that is actually on our CD. And
I'm going to write a song called Finders Keepers. No, just kidding.
another time I wrote a song. I called him on a Sunday morning and I said, the song Puzzle. I said, I think I got something here because I think it relates to my life for sure. And maybe plenty of others. He said, well, Rocky's over here. Come over. I played that. And I'll look at something or I'll think about something, and I actually keep a piece of paper and a pen in my pocket, and I might have to pull over the road, and I'll write a line down here or there.
Okay, guys, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our next segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is Mr. Bill Tweedy from the Bill Tweedy Band, and also joining me from the Bill Tweedy Band is Stan Deuce Denninger, as well as Jimmy Marlin. They're all talking with us today from beautiful Perryville, Missouri, about an hour from St. Louis, because kind of like on the far outskirts of St. Louis, and also about an hour from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So we're so glad that the guys could be here and tell us about this great music with the Bill Tweedy Band. You are listening to the Mike Cara Radio Program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
I get up every morning, put on my working shoes, yeah, I get up every morning, put on my working shoes. You know damn well I'd never choose. I sweat in the summer, freeze when it's cold. Summer, baby, freeze when it's cold. But I'm raising me a family. You know I got to carry that load. Free as I can, yeah, I'd like to be just as free as I can. Cause I'm a working man.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kara radio program, What's Up America? As always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guests today are from the great band, the Bill Tweedy Band from Perryville, Missouri. With me today is Mr. the one and only Bill Tweedy, as well as Sam Deuce Denninger and Jimmy Marlin. And we're so glad these guys could be with us to tell us about this great music. And guys, pleasure and honor that you could be here. We're truly blessed. Thanks so much. Okay, so we want to talk about, you know, these songs in our audience that we'll be listening to. So the first song is Ordinary Guy. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, obviously, I was just a little down. I was home. My girlfriend was gone, kind of missing her, and I just started writing. Writing words down and even thinking, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy and I've got a real fine person in my life. And that's kind of how that, I was at home alone and I just started writing about it.
Oh, and so that, like you were mentioning, so that's a song that you write and then you bring it to the band and they put their own unique parts on it, like you were saying.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And each person, Stan will listen to it and put in his bass or what have you. Or Jimmy will listen to it. And the next thing you know, he's coming out with what I consider a fantastic lead on that. But then Jimmy will say, I don't like it. Let's do it again. And then we'll do it again, but it all came together.
Sometimes I played the keyboards on some of the songs and the organs and the pianos, and Rocky plays the mandolin, and
yeah.
We layer some instruments back over it. Then it takes extra people to play when we go play it live.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So let's see, the next song was...
Working Man...
Yeah, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I was actually working in a machine shop, and my gosh, it was an old shop. It was so cold in the summer or winter time, and hot in the summer. But I had a wife and a young child, so it wasn't. Something that I wanted to do the rest of my life, but it's something that I had to do at the time. So that's how that song came about.
Okay. And then, so the last song we have here is Puzzle. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's the song that I actually called Stan up. I said, hey, I wrote this song yesterday on a Saturday. And then he said, yeah, come over. It starts out, my life's a puzzle I can't complete. Every time I think I got it figured out, I'm missing a piece. Well, the idea behind that is, and that's, I think, life in general, just when you think you're there, something, a wrench gets thrown in the mix or what have you, and then you got to start over and try again. I was just kind of sitting back thinking about that and just started writing lines down but I really think a lot of people can relate. And
yeah, it's something everybody's went through, you know.
Yeah,
well, change is inevitable. You gotta learn how to roll with it, you
right
know?
That's exactly right.
Oh, okay. So those, you know, are some of the songs. So, Bill, how many? So let's start talk about, you know, this band. So with this band, how many CDs were you recorded then?
We've got two finished right now. The second one will be out soon. We chose this is more of a rock blues type CD. Our next one, you might be impressed with as far as country. We kind of went country on this one.
Americana, maybe a better term. I mean, there's a little country, there's a little blues, there's a little folk in there, definitely. The circle is almost almost gospel, I'd say, or
in a sense. Yeah.
Wow. So a little bit of everything. So is that the kind of idea, you know, with different albums or different songs, that certain genres are more present than others, or?
I think we're just mostly playing what we feel, you know, and not really trying to hit all bases. It's just coming out how it sounds.
There's just a good variety. There's probably a bigger variety of influences in the Wisdom is the name of the new CD. There's the important part. Wisdom is the name of the new CD. It'll be out soon. And Wisdom is probably a little bit wider musically than the first CD. The first CD was pretty blues and rock, and maybe a little Americana feel in there, but this one definitely has a lot more acoustic instruments and strings and stuff. It's really a good sounding little record.
Oh, and so one question, you know, with your, you know, songs, do you ever put in pedal steel in any of the songs, or?
Yes, I'm actually on three.
The last song we did.
We actually.
Oh yeah, we went back and put it on the other two, didn't we?
Yes, we added it on three songs. It's a beautiful sound.
Wow.
We actually even have a slide guitar on one of the songs as well. Actually, the title song, Wisdom, and
Brandon Talent.
Brandon Talent, Rocky's brother, and then Stan comes in with some harmonica on that.
And he did play harmonica on that,
Oh, great. A lot of different instruments. So, I mean, is that a situation where you have a song and you might feel that something's missing or something is needed and then you add an instrument, or do you always have the instruments planned out ahead of time? Or?
Well, that's a great question. I'll take that question. That's a great question. You know, people work differently in the studio. Everybody works a little different. You know, some people use charts and arrangements. You know, some people stop at charts and let the artist play, you know, let the band fill the cracks in. They tell you which instrument should play the fills when, or sometimes you go in the studio with people who have things absolutely arranged down to every little note, and they give you the sheet music and say, play it like this. We own our own studio. So probably even a downside of that to us sometimes is we might get a little lost out there, but I think sometimes it comes out best for the song. Sometimes we might try something and it just doesn't sound the way we think it was going to sound, and we get rid of it. You know, sometimes we got the right notes in the wrong instrument, so we might change it. But most of the time, when you get to the point where when we start this new record with Bill, we'll be three records into it now, we pretty much know how to work together now, you know, so we pretty much know what sounds are going to mesh together with Bill's voice, and we've tried some things that have worked, and we've tried some. I'd like to say that almost everything we tried did work. Only a few things we had to change instruments on, but we don't go in with a big arrangement. We're more of a feel and listen to it and wear that for a day and see how that sounds and work on the next song and then go back and listen to it. I mean, how long did it take us? Approach to making a record, it's all in what your time is. How far do you live away from the people you're working with? If you all live really far apart, you're going to make a record in a week or 2 weeks. You know, if you're all neighbors, like me and Bill actually happen to be, we live 2 miles apart, I think. And so that makes it really convenient to sit on ideas and record another part on it next week. It's a luxury that we have that I'd say most people don't. Yeah.
Okay.
As a group, that is. You can sit at home and record by yourself on your computer all you want, but it's a different thing when you have the right preamps and the right instruments and stuff in the right place.
Okay, so now I want to talk a little bit. So do you guys then perform in your local area then?
Yeah. It's kind of, regional area, and we, Well, in fact, we've got a live video of Ordinary Guy out there, and I don't know if that answered the question or not.
Well, I mean, was just wondering, like, if there's particular, you know, venues. I mean, in you would go all around the region, but is there particular local venues that you always like to play at? Are you regulars at any venues?
At this point, not really. I mean, we have a couple local areas here that we'll go up to on kind of a regular basis, but I don't know. I mean,
right, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that ask us to come and play, you know, their venues and stuff.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, that's good. Yeah, there's always places to play. I mean, so you mentioned region, but I mean, do you have an opportunity, like, let's say Orlando, Florida? Do you have a chance to get down here to play, or?
Absolutely. We actually talked about that, and we are working on expanding out. We are looking to get down there this summer, and would love to play in that area. I was there last summer and made a connection with a guy down in the Cocoa Beach area, actually. Hmm. We stay in touch, and he would like us to get down there and play some music.
Okay, guys, that sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today from the Bill Tweedy Band, we have, of course, Bill Tweedy, as well as Sam Denninger, and Stan Denninger, and Jimmy Marlin. And we're so blessed and honored to have Bill, Stan, and Jimmy here talking to us from beautiful Perryville, Missouri, and sounds like a great little town. I hope, I'm told that if I go to St. Louis, I'm just going to go right past it. I'm going to be right there. So, you know, sounds like a great, you know, place, and sounds like a great bunch of guys that have a passion and love for music, and we're glad that Bill, Stan, and Jimmy are here today. You are listening to the Mike Kara radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.
Missing a piece. Well, I start over, rearrange. Always missing something different. It's never the same. High hopes and dreams don't fade away. Yesterday's tomorrow as we end another day. If patience a virtue, something I've never known, I can't wait, is the burden that I own. Or complicate your mind, just looking for answers in my time. Often wonder, feel like I do. Do you lay awake trying to think it through? Where do we go from here?
Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kerr Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. Well, my guest today from the Bill Tweedy Band, we have Bill Tweedy, as well as Stan Deuce Denninger, and of course, Jimmy Marlin, calling us today from, well, I actually called them, but from beautiful Perryville, Missouri. And we're so blessed and honored that they could join us today. And we also appreciate them talking with me at 9 o'clock a.m. instead of, it's 10 a.m. here, but it's 9 a.m. there. So we appreciate, well, not too early of a morning, but we do appreciate them, you know, speaking with us and the guitar shop in Perryville. We're so blessed and honored that they could be there, and just a great musical environment. So again, I want to thank Bill, Stan, and Jimmy, and I, besides them, I also want to thank each and every one of our radio podcast listeners joining us today, sharing my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Bill, Stan, and Jimmy's love and passion for what they do. You have a guest suggestion? Please give me a call, send me an email. The information is at mikekara.com. If you'd like to become a Tweet Peep, which is a behind-the-scenes information, we get the information, well, somewhat, sort of, kind of, maybe, you know, as soon as possible as we can of what's happening. So I'm going to say, I just, for example, I'm going to say I just interviewed Bill, Stan, and Jimmy. Then I'm going to say working on the show with Bill, Stan, and Jimmy. And then what I am going to do is I'm going to say the show with Bill, Stan, and Jimmy. We're going to have on there. So you definitely want to check that out. So again, Bill, Stan, and Jimmy, my guests from the Bill Tweedy Band. Pleasure and honor you could join me today. Thanks so much. We're truly blessed, and we truly do appreciate it. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit, you know, about, you know, your social media. So first of all, do you have a website then?
I don't have a website at this point. Right now we're using Facebook and to help get our music out there. And we are on YouTube. Spotify, Apple, iTunes. So, I mean, we're out there on a variety of different sources.
You can download the record on iTunes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's something to check out.
If you want a hard copy, they can find it on CD Baby.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's great. And yeah, you mentioned YouTube. So now, do you have like any of you guys actually, you know, performing at some of these venues on YouTube? Or
we have one live video that we performed locally that is on YouTube. Where it shows the band. And we added a couple ladies for background singers as well.
Oh, great. And I was just checking to see if you were on Google Play, and you are. So you're probably on most of these. I mean, is it a situation where you have to sign up for each individual one, or is there a service that signs you up for all these services? Or
When we produce our CD, we pay for a service, disc makers or something. They send it out to CD Baby, and then from there they send it on.
Oh, great. Yeah, that definitely sounds good. And Stan, yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, that you offer these great guitar lessons. So just to make clear, so for people that are listening in the general, you're in the general St. Louis area, or?
Yeah, we're about an hour south of St. Louis,
an hour
north of Cape Girardeau. I don't know if you're familiar with Cape Girardeau. We're right along the Mississippi River here. We're actually in Perryville, Missouri, on the square, We're the guitar shop at Hopi Lane, and we do production for people, and we can handle all the publication and the copywriting and all that for people if they need that kind of thing done also.
Oh, so you handle the copywriting of the songs you're talking about? Or?
Yeah, we can handle that.
Oh, well, that's great. Sounds like you have like a one-stop shop that you do everything. So did you mention that you have the studio there, or where do you usually record the songs?
We have a studio here, and we have a studio out in the country, and we work in both studios. I think we recorded half of the first record here, Bill, mm-hmm. at the store, and recorded the other half out in the country. Yep. And but yeah.
Did a lot of lead stuff here.
Yeah, did a lot of the overdubs. We did a lot of the raw tracks out of the country. We did a lot of the overdubs here in town. But we work, Pro Tools HD. It's kind of a standard. And that way, if you come here and record a bunch of tracks and you want to take it to Nashville or California and New York and mix and master it, you can do that too. But we could do all that here also.
Oh, so you mix it, master it, and you could do every, and you could transfer between, like you said, the two locations, and you could do it on one place and then work on it in the other place. That.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So when you say out in the country, how is the setup? I mean, where do you actually do the recording then? In what, like a certain room or?
Oh yeah, we have a standalone building.
Oh, neat.
It's good size. Yeah, I mean it's bigger than the size of a regular house, I guess. Something around there.
Oh.
Two stories. Yeah. It's nice. Built it about, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So you mentioned that you're working on this album. I mean, is it pretty much complete, or what stage do you think you're in right now?
Just working on the cover, basically.
Getting ready to get all the artwork together to do the printing, and I don't know when. Well, when do you think it'll be out, Bill?
I'm probably the one lagging behind on that, but I've got what we need to put on the back now. We've got the front finished. It actually has a picture of my dad from the late 50s, early 60s, with a guitar and a cowboy hat on there. Like I said, he was the inspiration behind me and my cousins and family and that. But got to finish up the back, and then when we're done, everything else is mastered.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, it's pretty much in the completed stage there. Okay, guys, it was really great, talking to you. Yeah, we wish you the best. And so do you guys have any plans for, like, any big upcoming in shows or performances or?
Working on a couple things.
You're doing winter warm-up here in town.
Yeah, we have February 1st, the winter warm-up. Be a number of local bands coming in and playing, and then we will be there as well playing.
Oh, okay. And one thing I just want to do, because we encourage, people to come to the guitar shop or come and visit you in your local area. So if people are coming from St. Louis, how do they get to where you are?
You can go straight down 55.
Okay.
Interstate 55 south from St. Louis, and it's about an hour south, and you can't miss it.
Okay, great. Yeah, we would encourage everyone that, because I know you probably, Stan, do you get a lot of people, travelers or visitors coming to the shop? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if I can say this for a minute, if you're not real familiar with Perryville, we actually we have a downtown revitalization committee here, and we do once a month on the first Saturday of every month in the warm months, what I guess April to October, we do a thing called a cruise-in where they have music, and they shut the streets down, and you can buy drinks and food from the restaurants and come out on the courthouse lawn, and they built a big music park and a huge stage so that we could have bands come in. They do a Bikers on the Square. They do Rocktoberfest. They do a big Christmas deal every year. But I'd say they probably have, I don't want to exaggerate, but I would bet they have, between that and Mary Jane's Burgers and Brews is here in town too, and they block the street off over there probably, well, I don't know, every 2 months and do like a brew fest and a blues fest, and they do what, Oktoberfest. Anyways, I'm kind of rattling here, but yeah, the downtown, we have a lot of events, and that keeps the traffic flowing through here real well.
Okay, yeah, that all sounds great. So anyone have any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
Not that I can think of, other than the fact that we really appreciate you taking an interest in us, very much so.
Sure, definitely my pleasure. And if people want to check you out on Facebook, because I have your Facebook page, fan page here, they could just put in Bill Tweedy then, right? Or
Bill R. Tweedy.
Okay, Bill R. Tweedy. Okay, I want to, thank everyone for joining me today. My guest has been Bill Tweedy, along with Stan Deutz-Dettinger, as well as Jimmy Marlin, and you've been listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America? And please catch us again next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.